news I gained just yesterday dismayed all that I learned. The emptiness of life examined. Time can't be.
Well, hello out there, and welcome to another episode of
Things I Learned While Learning Other Things. This is an attempt by me, Joe Morahan, and my brother J.S. to provide you with a series of interesting, informative, educational, and yeah, we hope enjoyable stories that will help you navigate those high seas of life. Well, welcome back. And today we introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Jack Bauer, and other stuff. And there are and there will be a great many things to be discussed in this podcast series. But first, let me open with this. Don't tell me you don't pray that we had a Jack Bauer to count on in these troubling times. Or that we, you and me, don't long for the fact that we would have a president like David Palmer at the helm. His marked vulnerability, you know, his tendency to pussy whipping notwithstanding. More on that later. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, oh my God, RFK Jr. And the man, you know, born without a spine, the hypocritical, willing to lie, cheat, and steal, the medical marvel that is Gavin the spineless, boneless wonder Newsom. You know, there's no Spartan King Leonidas in this bunch, is there? God, are these not perilous times in which we live? I mean, here we are. Just in the recent days, Iran has launched, you know, just 5 days ago, a barrage of 300 drone missiles and sent them airborne toward the state of Israel. While our president was returned from Delaware, where we were told that he had been busy contemplating world affairs. Yeah, sure he was. Anyway, he was returned to the Situation Room in Washington, D.C. so as to, God, you know, God have mercy on us, to lead our nation at a moment of existential crisis as World War III potentially loomed on the nuclear horizon. The president we know to be Joe Biden, though he knows that only some of the time. He appeared before the press, post-intelligence briefings, and stood at the podium and asked what his response to the Iranian mullah's post-drone launches had been. President Joe Biden responded, "Don't." Press conference over. If Biden were of the laconic type, you know, Spartans, men of few words, this might appear to be the ultimate tough guy response. Don't. You know, a little Robert De Niro in Taxi for us. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Or maybe Jack Nicholson you prefer in a Few Good Men. Truth? You can't handle the truth. But no, this is definitely not the case that we find ourselves in. Joe Biden has always been the talkative type. And he's always had a lot of stuff to tell us about. Biden's MO, well, it used to be he was a blabbermouth. Of course, mostly he just told lies, you know, all the time. It was freaky just how often he concocted complete and utter nonsense. He didn't really know how to tell the truth. Confabulations, complete BS, intermixed with stuff that Joe just made up on the fly. You know, spouting all kinds of fairy tales about union workers from whom he sought advice, restaurants that he visited weekly to be with the common man. You know, even though a quick fact check showed that the restaurant that he kept referring to had been closed for more than 30 years. You know, it's that kind of nonsense. His aides could never get the guy to shut up. Now, his monosyllabic, you know, sometimes indecipherable statements are running concurrent with his ever-growing inability to think or to string coherent sentences together. I mean, sure, he can read a teleprompter given 3 days rest, you know, medicine, and practice. But then when it comes time to have to read that teleprompter, he doesn't know where the accent comes in. He just doesn't say things properly. It's like, hark, I hear the cannons roar. Or maybe it's, hark, I hear the cannons roar. Or other times, it's, hark, I can hear the cannons roar. Or, hark, I hear the cannons roar. Like it's a question? Oh, Joe, please. Special prosecutors believe Joe Biden is so enfeebled as to make charging him with crimes for which he is responsible look like a case of just piling on. Joe Biden, the special prosecutor, argues, can't rationally and properly defend himself against any of the charges which might be brought against him. Any of them. And they should be brought. He's done so many inexcusable acts while in his terms of office. Back to the Iranian drone missile launch situation press conference. Right then, after Joe says, don't. At 5:13 p.m., the White House announced amidst that Iranian missile launch crisis, okay, boys and girls, we've heard enough from the president. That's it. No more. President will not be speaking anymore tonight. No more from the president would be heard. And that was clear. Joe was cooked. Well, actually, he was overcooked. He would say no more on the Iranian missile crisis at that time because, because it was fast approaching his bedtime. His meds had worn off significantly, and he needed to be ministered to prior to his nodding off for the night. Now, remember French President Charles de Gaulle's famous statement when told he might win one more term in office. De Gaulle had said, I must remove myself from events before events remove themselves from me. Well, as respects Joe Biden, he doesn't remember de Gaulle's famous remark because he doesn't remember who Charles de Gaulle was, no less what he said. He doesn't even remember who he is some of the time. Now, it's not exactly clear to me what effect Biden's one-word don't message, you know, supposedly delivered to Iran's supreme leader, you know, what effect it had on the mullah. I'm not sure the message scared the 84-year-old Ayatollah, but it certainly scared the shit out of me. Imagine this scenario. I mean, I'm trying to imagine two near-senile octogenarians threatening to duke it out with each other. And one is attempted, you know, one is tempted to laugh were it not for the fact that it is in their power to kill people through the issuance of half-cocked, insane orders to underlings who just love being near power, no matter how scrambled are the brains and the thinking of those men and women they serve. And then for us, I mean, Donald Trump looms in the nuclear background. He's as much, you know, the answer as having Iverson be elected our next president. God, the Chinese curse, you know, it has such a powerful sting. May you live in interesting times. Indeed. Okay, let's end this first segment of our The Man, The Myth, The Legend, Jack Bauer, and Other Stuff, you know, by quoting from the Bible. Now, I'm an atheist, so I've got no dog in this hunt. I care only about earthly outcomes. What are the signs of the last days in the Bible, and what might be going on at those moments? Well, for those who believe in the sanctity of the Bible and seek solace from the literal Word of God, to which people turn to in fearful times of trouble or when in distress. I mean, there's this message from God to the faithful from Romans 1 chapters or verses 26 and 27. And I quote, "For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error." What? What are we talking about? What did God just say? I mean, what's he talking about? This is even more confusing than Joe Biden's comments. I mean, don't. And God, at the end of days, God was focused on indecent behavior and apparent homosexuality? You know, to which I say, no way. You've got to be kidding me, right? What's up with this? I mean, the Chinese are right. We do live in interesting times. Jack Bauer, President Palmer. Well, we're going to get there. We have to get there. But there's a lot of ground to cover. So, like Douglas MacArthur, we shall return soon with another episode of The Man, The Myth, The Legend, Jack Bauer, and other stuff. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I slip from the harbor here, out to the sea, crystal blue water surrounding me. Tap to the wind, taste the sea breeze, tropical heaven on the coral sea. A little more rum, I think of my wife. What did I do? Have I ruined my life? Tell her I've changed, become a new man. I promise I will, and I know that I can. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? The sea's now boiling and I'm getting cold. I've lost my sails, got to find a way home. Alone in my boat, I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on the high seas of life. Years from tomorrow, days from the land, nothing can save me unless fate lends a hand. Storm, it is worse and I've no control. The wind and the waves are taking their toll. I look to the stars, there's none I can see. I'm afraid fate, she has answered me. Only moments my story will end. There was a story I wanted to send. Oh, how I dream for the calm of the sea. A beautiful face smiling back at me. The sea is boiling and I'm getting cold. I've lost my sails, got to find a way home. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? alone in my boat. I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on the high seas of life. When did the skies change? When did they turn black? How am I ever gonna get myself back? Alone in my boat, I think of my wife. I'm lost in a drift on the high seas of life.